From Press Communications, LLC, this is Jersey Shore Matters with Diane De Oliveira.
Young adults with disabilities have a chance at competitive employment thanks to an internship program at Monmouth Medical Center in Long Branch. Joining me today to talk about Project Search is Phil Duck, Director of Employability. Thank you so much for being on the show, Phil.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
So, Phil, how did Project Start get its start?
Project Search is actually an international program. There's over 600 Project Search sites domestically and internationally. And it started at Cincinnati Children's Hospital, I think about 26 years ago. The two founders are Aaron Riley, who was the director of nursing at the time, and saw that many of the people that went through the hospital with disabilities just never were part of their workforce. And she thought, there's something wrong with this. Maybe we can teach these folks skills and have them become part of the workforce. And so she partnered with Susie, who is an educator, and they created Project Search. And in New Jersey now, there are 13 Project Search sites, and we are one of 13. We're the only one in Monmouth County.
Wow, that is fantastic. So I guess they are statewide. You mentioned there are 13, but that's the only one in Monmouth County at Monmouth Medical Center.
Correct. We're the only one in Monmouth County, but there are 12 other Project Search sites throughout the state of New Jersey.
So what all is involved? Can you explain how this internship program works?
Absolutely. So our program is actually a hybrid program. So we accept high school students in their last year of eligibility would be age 20, as well as young adults. And our program runs, and it kind of mirrors what you would see with an academic calendar. So our program starts in September, and it runs until June. And over the course of that 10 months, the interns work in three different departments, and they spend about 10 weeks in each department in the hospital.
So that's pretty grueling. That's a tough internship, but like you said, it mirrors what you would see. What actually do the interns do?
Great question. And first of all, yes, it's very grueling. So we always bear in mind that this is a very robust program, and the growth we see in the interns, I think, is because of that. They're there in the hospital from 8 a.m. in the morning till 3 p.m. in the afternoon. And in their internships, we have just many partners in the hospital. So we have some interns that may have an internship in medical records where they're scanning paper files and creating electronic files. We have interns in food services. We have interns in the breast center and the cancer center. And basically, the Project Search model is always at a large host business because that large host business offers a diversity of departments that the interns can learn and grow and develop their skills.
That is such a fantastic thing. And I know this probably takes a lot of people involved. So it takes a whole team. Can you explain, are the families involved in this as well?
Absolutely. I use the phrase, you know, it's not my phrase, but it takes a village. So we really make it a collaborative effort. We also have our team. So we have two skills trainers. We have, and that is May Elaney and Marissa Schiavello. We have a dedicated job developer. The focus of this program is to develop job skills and find employment at the conclusion of the program. So George Sangiovanni is our job developer. We have a young man, his name is Michael Doherty. He actually graduated from the program 2 years ago and impressed me so much, we created a position called a peer mentor and have since hired him, and he works to support the program as well. We have an instructor. We have a vacancy actually right now for our instructor, so I'm serving that role in addition to my role with employability. But it's a really collaborative effort between all of us, the families. We also have a steering committee with representatives from the Division of Developmental Disability, the Division of Voc Rehab. We have a parent rep, Angela Ligori. So we just have a really committed group of people that are, you know, tasked with supporting these interns in achieving their life goals.
Yeah, it really does take a village, but it sounds like such an amazing internship. So how many interns does Project Search accept? Is there an application process?
There is an application process. We're capped at 8 interns per year. This year we have 7. Our applications are generally sent out, and I you know, we start doing, you know, information sessions and things of that nature to make the public aware. November, December, we start sending out the applications, and, you know, January, the applications are actually due to me the end of March. And then the next part of the process, everyone that applies for the program takes part in what's called a skills assessment day. And what we do on our skills assessment day is we have all the prospective interns come and take part in some different skills stations. So we'll have a station where they're, you know, we're asking them to fold towels and gowns. We'll have a station where we're asking them to put together a tray based off of a menu. We have, you know, a station where we ask them to do data entry. And what that does is it gives us an early opportunity to kind of see where their skills are, where there may be challenges, and how we could, you know, support them if they are accepted in the program. Families always are nervous when I tell them about the skills assessment, and I tell them, you know, we're not looking for mastery on that day. We're looking for intern candidates that are, you know, enthusiastic, follow directions, ask for clarification if they're not sure of the directions and things of that nature. After the skills assessment, then our next part of the process is an interview with our liaison at the hospital, which is Juliet Gossett. And then what we do as a steering committee is we take all of that information, the performance at the skills assessment, feedback from Juliet regarding the interview, and certainly the application, and then we make our decisions on which candidates we will accept into the program.
Yeah, it sounds like a really thorough process. It's such a fantastic thing that you're doing. You have to be selective and make sure that these students will make it through the program. I just want to remind our listeners, this is Jersey Shore Matters. I'm your host, Diane D'Oliveira, and I'm speaking with Phil Duck about Project Search at Monmouth Medical Center. It's really amazing. This is an internship program for young adults with disabilities, and it gives them a chance at competitive employment. There are 13 of these sites in New Jersey, but the one at Monmouth Medical Center in Long Branch is the only one in Monmouth County. Phil, I know you mentioned that the parents get a little nervous during the initial skills assessment, but what is the response from parents and the potential employers once they see how these interns do and, you know, the skills that they have acquired?
Yeah, I tell you, one of my favorite aspects of the program, I tell families as we're going through the process, those interns that are accepted into the program will be transformed by June of the next year. The families will not recognize their interns. And over the course of the year, we have several what we call employment planning meetings. So we have two of those per internship. And we ask the department supervisors and mentors, as well as our steering committee and the families and the interns, and we get together and we kind of talk about and unpack how the intern is doing in the internship, set goals, brainstorm if there's challenges. And we just completed those a few weeks ago. And, you know, we're now here in March. Several of the parents were teary-eyed during those meetings in recognizing just how transformed their sons and daughters are already, you know. And so that is one of the aspects of the program that I love. You know, I love the fact that we are helping these young adults, you know, develop lives and develop their better selves and learn soft skills as much as the hard skills. Oftentimes people think, you know, the hard skills is what, you know, it's all about, but there's also little soft skills and being able to understand how to interact with coworkers and all the challenges of being in a department. And that's one of the things I love about the program. They are fully immersed in the department. And so everything that's happening in the department, they're part of it, they're involved, and they're learning how to navigate the workforce, not only by developing the skills to do a job, but also developing those soft skills to be able to interact with the people that they're doing the jobs with.
Phil, I'm sure you have many success stories, but are there any that come to mind that really stand out where you might have had a student, you know, be a little hesitant and unsure and, you know, then they just really transformed and blossomed and they're flourishing now?
Yeah, we have several. This is our fourth year of the program. I'll start again and once again recognizing Michael Daugherty, who graduated from the program a few years ago. I always ask the interns that graduate if they'll come back and share their experiences with the families and the new interns that'll be rising that next year. And he came back and just blew us away. I mean, I couldn't stop thinking about him after that experience. And so, again, we created a position called a peer mentor, and I've hired him, and he's working 25 hours a week for our program. And this was a young man that was very hesitant when he started the program. And so when I see him now and he's actually supporting other interns, that really truly warms me. Another intern just from last year, I actually highlight two from last year, a young man, his name is Colin. He has very, very good receptive language and, you know, a bit limited expressive language. And so we knew it would, you know, be a challenge for our staff and for him. And we, you know, we really worked with him, and he's now working 20 hours a week at Target and was recognized internally through Target Corporate for the fantastic job that he is doing and his job. And then the final is a young lady, Katie, who works at a car dealership. And Katie is not only working, but she has a full-time job with benefits. And so she's an amazing success story. Project Search considers a successful outcome meaningful employment. And their definition of meaningful employment is, you know, working at least 16 hours per week, earning whatever the prevailing wage is for the position, and in an integrated environment. So that's, you know, a workforce that has people with and without disabilities. And so Katie, as far as surpassed what Project Search considers a successful outcome in working 40 hours a week. So we're very proud of all of our interns that have, you know, gone through and completed the program since 2019 when we started. But those are certainly three that really just jumped to mind as far as success stories.
Yeah, what great stories. Thank you for sharing those with us. Phil, I'm sure there, you mentioned this is an international and a national program for Project Search. Is there any plan to expand this to other locations in New Jersey beyond the 13 that already exist?
Oh, absolutely. So the Division of Vocational Rehabilitation Services is actively involved in the process of bringing on new sites. I want to, you know, recognize Cheryl Vail and Solo Ogonkwo from DBRS, who've been, you know, very involved in that process. And the goal is, at some point, to have a Project Search site in every county in New Jersey. And I believe, there's 21 counties in New Jersey? The goal is to have 8 more sites come on at some point over the next few years.
No, I hope that happens, because this really sounds like a tremendous program. Phil, how can the community get involved or donate to Project Search?
The best way is to reach out to us at my agency, which is Family Resource Associates, better known as FRA. And we are located at 210 Newman Springs Road East in Red Bank, and that's 07701. Or if someone would like to reach out to me directly, they can email me at employability@frainc.org.
Phil, what else would you like people to know about Project Search, or if there was anything that we left out that you'd like to add?
I'd like to add, when we first started our employability division 5 years ago now, one of the first statistics that I came across was that 80% of people with disabilities are not part of the workforce. That means 8 out of 10 people with disabilities are not part of the workforce. And I found that number to be stark and surprising and astonishing. And I was, you know, really mission-driven to do everything that we could at FRA to change that. You know, FRA has been around since 1979. It was founded by 5 dynamic women, 3 who are still very involved in the agency, are Nancy Flanicorn, who is our executive director, Sue Levine, who is the director of our early intervention program, and Cheryl Gaudette, who is a physical therapist. And so FRA tries to support people with disabilities from infancy to adulthood. And our newest initiative, again, 5 years old, is our employability program. And we like to say that, you know, FRA is the little engine that could. We're making a difference in the lives of, you know, people with disabilities from infancy all the way up to adulthood. And it's very needed. I think the ability to have some autonomy over your life and have a life that is well-formed and well-developed is something that everyone should have the opportunity for. And so that's our mission, to do everything that we can for the people we support to help them have a life that is full and robust and as meaningful as possible.
Well said, Phil. I mean, it's so true. And thank you for everything that you're doing. It was very informative. And I hope people who hear this will get more involved or push for more of these types of programs. Project Search program at Monmouth Medical Center. If you want more information about it, Phil Duck, I'm going to have you give that information one more time before we wrap up.
Employability at FRAINC.org is my email address. And we are Family Resource Associates, or FRA, located at 210 Newman Springs Road East in Red Bank, New Jersey, 07701.
Thank you, Phil, and good luck to the interns in the future and the graduates. Thank you so much.
Thank you for this opportunity to talk about the program. I really appreciate it.
You can hear Jersey Shore Matters with Diane D'Oliveira every Sunday morning on Press Communications, LLC.